Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what it is.
Montana.
Let's do that hockey.
Yes, sir.
And the Ballers win. Helena is no longer undefeated.
Welcome, everybody, to the third episode of our Montana Monday segment presented to you by World Hockey Report. My name is Seth Hamilton. I'm the host of 406 on the Fly and on the Montana Monday segment. And unfortunately, today it is just me, Dayton Smith, my partner. He is busy today, so unfortunately, it's going to be just me. I'll try and make it, you know, rather quick today and hopefully not ramble on too much and bore you out. But yeah, let's get right into it. For the agenda of today, we have college games. We had a Big Cat Grizz weekend, the Brawl of the Wild on the ice. Those games were awesome and phenomenal. We'll talk about those. Then we'll move into NA3HL, do our three stars of the weekend, and mention upcoming games. So I'll try and run through this pretty quick. Hopefully I don't bore you out too much. But of course, for ACHA, we had the Brawl of the Wild on ice. And if you're not familiar with Brawl of the Wild, it's a long tradition here in Montana. Obviously, it's the rivalry between Montana and Montana State. So for hockey, this is the second year in a row that we've been able to see the Brawl of the Wild on ice. And it's always special. MSU had 1,200 people show up, and University of Montana, I believe, had 15,000 people in attendance. So, hectic night. One of the best rivalries, I think, in ACHA right now. I'm sure there are some arguments there, but, I mean, right now it's definitely one of the top ones. It was actually Game of the Week for all of ACHA this past weekend. So, just goes to show how big of a rivalry it is. But yeah, for Friday night, 5-0 win for MSU. They dominated in this game, and they didn't give the Grizz too many chances whatsoever. But when the chances did come for the Grizz, Jorgen Johnson was there in net for the Bobcats to stop them. He had two spectacular saves. I posted those on 406 on the Fly Pod on Instagram. I'm sure I'll post them on World Hockey Report, maybe. We'll see. I know Cody wants me to pull some stuff on there, but I haven't gotten around to that quite yet. But in this game on Friday night, shots were 52-20 in favor of the Bobcats. Luke McKay had two goals in this game, the first two goals, actually, and that really helped the Bobcats gain momentum, and they just put their foot on the gas pedal for the rest of this game. So with that, 5-0 win on Friday. Saturday night in Bozeman, 8-3 victory, another dominating performance. I didn't watch most of the game because I had a D3 game afterwards, but I did catch the first period, and then I caught most of the second period when I got to the rink before the game, and then third period I caught like kind of the beginning of it, and then after that it was already, you know, a runaway game for them. So, but either way, I don't have too much data on what happened in the game. There was a spectacular goal by Duke Trapetsky in this game. I know Luke McKay got another goal in this game, and it was a dominating performance, obviously. But yeah, ACHAhockey.org hasn't put the schedule up or the scores up yet. So I don't have like too much information that I can give you, but I can give you a general idea. It was another, you know, dominating performance, and fantastic weekend for the MSU Bobcats. These two teams will face off again in February, right before playoffs start. So should be another great matchup. But moving on, we have Montana State University Division III. Both of these games were in Bozeman. They played against Colorado School of Mines, and the scores have not been put up yet on ACHA.org or ACHAhockey.org. However, I did play in these games, so I have the scores. I know what kind of happened. MSU lost Colorado School of Mines 2-0. One of those goals was an empty netter. So it was a close game. And then in Saturday, we had a 4-3 win for MSU D3. against Colorado School of Mines. Jackson Mundell scored a shorthanded game-winning goal with under, I believe, 3 minutes left inside the game. That was a huge goal and momentum boost for the Bobcats as they ended the weekend off with a win. So now moving on to NA3HL scores from this past weekend. We have Helena versus Badlands Friday night. A 6-3 win, or 6-0 win, excuse me, for Helena. A shutout win, and yet another dominant performance for Helena. They outshot Badlands by a ton here. And, you know, if you're an away team and you're playing in Helena, it is going to be extremely difficult to pull off a win. But that was almost the case on Saturday night. It was a 3-2 overtime win for Helena. This was a close call for them, as Badlands Sabres goalie Zach Broxman came to play, stopping 94 of 97 shots he faced. And obviously one of those was the overtime winner. And, I mean, he was the sole reason that this team was inside the game. But, man, was it a scary moment for Helena, because it could have been bad. They got upset by Bozeman weekend before this. It would have been. Yes, weekend before this. So they don't want that to happen again. That was not on their mindset during that game. I mean, they wanted to come out and they wanted to win. Badlands, they've played them before. They've dominated them both times. And, it was a scary performance, but good game by the Badlands Sabre goalie. I mean, flat out. Joe Feimster scored the game-winning goal in overtime. That sealed the deal. Helena still has a great record. Obviously, they did lose a game this year, but still top, I believe, inside the Frontier. Great Falls Americans versus the Yellowstone Quake. These are two close games. Extremely fun games to watch. 2-0 win for Great Falls, and on Saturday, a 3-1 win for Great Falls. Shots were close in both games. Fun to watch. It was a goaltending battle. That's kind of what we expected. And you'll see with Stars of the Week. So hang tight on this one. There's really not any, you know, like goal performances, because it's such a close game, low scoring. It's all goaltending. So, spoiler alert, 3 Stars of the Week, 2 of them are going to be Great Falls goaltenders. So it's going to be an interesting Stars of the Week. Before I get to that, though, we have one game on Saturday night between Butte and Bozeman. These two teams played each other 4 times in the past, like, 3 week span. So you get a feeling that, you know, the teams don't really like each other, because there's kind of a rivalry. I call it the B-Town battle. And these two teams, you know, they played each other so much recently. And I get the sense that it's, you know, they're starting to not really like each other. But we'll see how it goes. There wasn't too many penalties, luckily, in this game. But it was a 4-2 win for Butte Cobras. Great game by them. Great game by Caleb Cross, who stopped 39 of 41 shots. Bozeman tried to make a late push inside this game, but they just couldn't do it. And the Cobras potted an empty netter. So with that, we're going to move on to the NA3HL Stars of the Week. Our third star of the week comes from the Butte Cobras. It is Caleb Cross. 39 saves on 41 shots. Incredible performance by him. Obviously really stopped the offense of the Ice Dogs to get going. And then, like I said, I spoiled it. We have 2 Great Falls goaltenders in the Saturday night game. The second star was Nick Romas from Great Falls, stopped 46 of 47 shots versus Yellowstone. Incredible night. Great goaltending by Great Falls. And just before that game on Friday night, our first star of the week, Josh Koziel of Great Falls, a 55-save shutout. No more explanation needed. This team, their goaltending is strong. It was strong this weekend. And what a great performance by the goaltending by Great Falls. I mean, just phenomenal. But with that, we'll move to the ACHA Stars of the Week, our third star. I mentioned it earlier, Jackson Mundell of MSU D3. He scored a late shorthanded game-winning goal in the final minutes of the third period to give his team the win over Colorado School of Mines. It was a great goal by him, and obviously a big momentum boost for the team. And then the second star of the week, we have Jorgen Johnson of MSU D2. He shut out the Grizz in game one of Brawl of the Wild on ice. I mean, he was phenomenal all weekend. He played in the second game. Obviously got scored on three times, but that first game, I mean, he really shut the door. He made some spectacular saves, so he gets second star of the week. First star of the week has to go to Luke McKay of MSU D2. I obviously don't have the exact point total of Luke from this past weekend because of the second game not being registered on achahockey.org. So, but he was huge for the point production. He obviously had the first two goals in game one, and that was really just kind of, it set him off. I mean, technically that's the game winning goal. So yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic weekend for MSU D2. Upcoming games this weekend for ACHA. We only have University of Montana playing this weekend. They host Washington State University. Washington State is actually currently 0-4 on the year, and the Grizz are really going to use this weekend to get back into the groove of things. Obviously, they had such a strong start against Western Washington, University of Idaho, and then they ran into a really hot MSU D2 team. So they're really going to look at this weekend and try and get, you know, back to their system, figure out what went wrong, and really help utilize that against Washington State. So for NA3HL, every team faces an out-of-state opponent this weekend. These are some of my favorite weekends because I really get to, you know, see other teams from out of the state and see how they can compete. Obviously, I can do that throughout the year, but this is kind of like there's like four games going on Friday and Saturday night. I love it. More hockey, the better, right? So for our game of the week, it was the Butte Cobras versus the Badlands Sabres in Rapid City, South Dakota. Badlands, obviously, great goaltending last weekend against Helena. You Cobras had great goaltending with Caleb Cross in net, beating Bozeman. It should be a good weekend. Both of these teams are kind of in that little area of they're not up at top, but they're not below at the bottom. They're kind of in the middle, and they're really close. And it's going to be an exciting weekend here for the Cobras as they face off Badlands in Rapid City, South Dakota. The other game. Helena Bighorns versus the Yellowstone Quake in Cody, Wyoming. Helena had their goaltending problems against Badlands from last weekend. Obviously, I just mentioned it with Broxman and net for Badlands. But this weekend, they'll be facing against Edvin Falkenström. Falkenström, the Swedish goalie known as the Falcon, is one of the best goalies in the frontier. And he has that just style of play that makes him so good. And now Helena is going to have to figure out how to beat him. And it's going to be a tough weekend for him. I think they're much better than this Yellowstone Quake team. But being on the road, facing a very good goaltender, it's going to be tough for him. And we'll see how they do this weekend. So it should be a good game. I'm expecting Helena to come out on top, though. So my second option for game of the week was actually going to be Great Falls Americans versus the Gillette Wild. Great Falls will be hosting Gillette in Great Falls. This is going to be a fantastic weekend. It's going to be super competitive. Both of these teams are some of the best inside the frontier. It should be a good one. I'm excited for this one. I didn't know if it was game of the week. There are four good games this weekend in it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So, but Great Falls, it's going to be a tough weekend for them. They're going to need that goaltending to be on top of their game again. And offensive production is going to have to be there because Gillette, they can bury you with points. I mean, if they score, they score in bunches. So should be a tough one for Great Falls. Lastly, last game that I have is the Bozeman Ice Dogs versus the Sheridan Hawks in Bozeman, Montana. I'll have the call on these games. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a fun weekend. Sheridan is kind of getting out of their rebuild year and looking to make a statement this year. So should be a good weekend for Bozeman. But yeah, I cannot wait. It's going to be a fun weekend. And if you're curious, you can catch all these games on Hockey TV. If you just look up NA3HL, we'll show you all the games through the week, or you can look up each team individually. So it's up to you. I absolutely love Hockey TV because I could watch more than just NA3HL. There are so many different leagues, so many different teams that play and stream on there. I love it. So, but With that, I tried not to bore you too much. I wanted to get through this episode pretty quick. I don't think it's a long one at all. I think I was only on here for about 15 minutes. So that's all I could really do. I don't want to ramble on. So hopefully Dayton will be on for the next one. Usually we get longer episodes with him because then we can have a real conversation instead of, me just listing off the scores and highlights and whatnot. So I hope you enjoyed episode 3 of this Montana Monday segment. I am Seth Hamilton, presented to you by World Hockey Report, and we'll catch you in the next one.